While the DMT developed and maintained traffic signal systems, the DMR ruled over roads and highways. John Daly was a draftsman at the DMR's head office.
I started the DMR in 58, and we were in a little dungeon office in 309 Castlereagh Street, and it eventually ended up, I think, being the garage for the larger extended DMR at that stage. We were surrounded by Chinese restaurants. The Chinese people used to pluck their ducks in the back lane and the feathers would come floating through the windows.
George Vassallo worked as a draftsman in the survey and property section of the DMR.
It was very basic then, you know, we had the windows open in Castlereagh Street. The dust used to come in from the railway. You'd have working on plans and the dust would be falling on them all the time. And they put in double glazing, but the dust still came in.
The DMR was regarded by many as a rigid organisation, with promotion strictly by seniority. Alan Short recalls.
The DMR was a very hidebound organisation. They had rules for everything. They had books covering instructions for everything. They had a strict hierarchy in the system. All engineers were called Mr. by everyone else when we first arrived, but after 6 months that died. We ruined that system. But it never really got down to a good personalised type environment. It was always fairly restrictive as far as levels of authority and such like things were concerned.
Glenn Morgan joined the DMR as a road design officer at the Goulburn Division in 1965.
The culture in those days was you bundied on at 8:30 in the morning and you bundied off at 4:30 in the afternoon. You were not permitted to be in the office prior to 8 o'clock. You were not permitted to start work until 8:30. You were not permitted to leave your desk for any other reason other than go to the toilet. Morning tea was a privilege, not a right, as they used to say. You were not permitted to read newspapers at your desk. But in those days, in a room of probably 28 people on 14-foot desks, two to a desk, everyone smoked. And you could smoke as much as you liked. Ashtrays were full and stank. And I remember one woman who didn't smoke, a Mrs. Rosen, who didn't smoke and suffered badly from asthma, went to the boss in charge and said, "I need fresh air." And he said, "For you, Mrs. Rosen, I will make a special condition, but you're nothing but a troublemaker. You can go outside for 5 minutes at a time to get a breath of fresh air."
By the mid-1950s, with huge traffic growth in the post-war years, the DMR decided to open a traffic service section to address the traffic management problem. John McCarroll recalls.
Earl Johnson was the first traffic engineer. He'd been a supervising engineer in the highway section. In 55, I think it was, he was appointed to the newly created position of traffic service engineer. Nobody quite knew what it was, but traffic was stuff that we had to actually find out about it.